Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me are the co-creators of NPR's Planet Muddy, Adam Davidson and Alex Bloomberg. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
So first I have to ask both of you, we were teasing throughout the show, you know, that we're like, oh, we're going to get investment tips from them. And I know you're journalists. It's not exactly what you do. But I just want to know, should I buy gold, Alex?
Well, I mean, now's a better time than before because gold is way down. If you bought now, you would be making a slightly less bad mistake than if you bought like 2 months ago.
I feel like my life is a series of slightly less bad mistakes.
You're doing good, then. That's all we could hope for.
Planet Money, for anyone who doesn't listen to it, start listening to it immediately. And what it is, as it's described, is explaining the economy, explaining money for entertainment in an understandable way that just anybody can digest.
What we say is if you went out to a bar and you had a friend and they told you about the economy and that was actually a fun evening, that's
right.
Planet Money.
Yeah.
And how has all that knowledge affected your own life? Has it affected your own spending habits, the way you look at world issues?
I was a lot broker before we started Planet Money.
Right.
But it might be that being a financial journalist is a really good thing to be in a horrible financial crisis. So I'm not sure if I've learned more.
Look, that's interesting. That is the one job that benefits. And the pieces that you do, they're incredible stories, just not all about money. The economy of scalping tickets at concerts, talking about selling rhino horns or...
Right, we talked to one of the leading experts that there is in the world on scalping, Kid Rock,
yeah.
And how did you two first come together to work on the show? How did you meet?
Well, we were both like broke freelancers in Chicago a long time ago and friends.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And then...
It's coming up on the 20th anniversary of the party where we met.
Yeah.
I already have your present.
It was Alex's birthday party. I did not like him. I got really drunk. And
I understand why this is more memorable right now to Alex.
Yeah.
Is this true? It was your birthday party?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And you were invited?
I don't know that I was invited.
Oh, okay.
Specifically not invited. It was really awkward.
Yeah. But no, we eventually became good friends. And then a lot later, I was a business reporter at NPR, and Alex was at This American Life, and he kept saying, we should do something on the mortgage industry. I was like, what are you talking about? We're not doing an
hour. I was like, America needs an hour on mortgage finance.
Right, it's a missing piece to the puzzle, right?
I mean, I thought it was a crazy idea, but we did it.
And yeah, we had a bunch of emails back and forth, and then like at a certain point, we were like, I guess it's too late to do that story about the mortgage crisis.
Right,
and then I was like, I think it's not too late. I think you're like in the expert world, and I feel like the rest of the country is still not caught up yet. So
yeah,
we did it.
If I were to put you up for this challenge, which you're about to go on, mm-hmm. and told you that at the end of the challenge, one of you would win a giant pool of money. Let's say a million tax-free dollars.
Uh-huh.
What's the first thing you're going to do with it, Adam?
I'd probably finally put a down payment on a place in Brooklyn, I guess.
Nice. Okay, we know what your goals are. Alex?
Yeah. I was going to say I was going to split it with Adam.
I was going to a place for us to finally live together.
After 20 years, on your birthday, the present is your roommate.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me ask you this. How risk averse are you to an Ask Me Another challenge?
Not risk averse at all.
Oh, that's good.
There are zero stakes.
There are zero stakes. Fantastic. How about another round of applause for Adam Davidson and Alex Bloomberg? For this next game, I'm going to bring back Jonathan Colton and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
Hello.
And also to help us play this little game, we're going to bring out your colleagues from Planet Money, correspondent Robert Smith and producer Caitlin Kenny. Welcome, Robert and Caitlin. Now, Adam and Alex, we're doing something a little different here because we want to take advantage of your full potential and talent for explaining complicated ideas that an average person can understand. So in this game, we're going to give you a list of economic terms, and you'll have to describe them to your colleagues so that they can guess the word. It's like charades with words.
Right. But there are some ground rules. First, you can't say any part of the answer. So if you're clubbing the phrase stock market, you can't say stock or market, obviously. Second, no cheating. You must try to give a definition or explanation of the term. You can't say, it's a three-syllable word that begins with S, or it's the thing we talked about yesterday in the story meeting. That makes sense, yes?
Yes.
Good.
And because we really want you to explain things simply, you can only use words that are one syllable long. Right? So you can't say money or business or even the word very. Keep it really simple. Because if you use a multi-syllable word, you'll hear this. And then you'll have to move on to the next phrase.
And in case that wasn't interesting enough, we wanted there to be real stakes for this game. So the losing Planet Money team has to give the winning team all of the cash in their wallets. It could be a very small pool of money.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We don't know.
Okay, so Adam, you'll be giving clues to Robert, and Alex and Caitlin, you can stand back and watch. You'll be next. There are the clues.
I'm not sure Adam knows any one-syllable words.
All right, you have 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Go.
Loan for a house.
Mortgage. Graph it. Act it.
Coin.
Bitcoin, wow. Dollar coin, quarter.
Cash. I can't think of it.
Yeah, it's a coin, a gold, a Krugerrand. Like a Krugerrand, a euro.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Lawman for banks.
Lawman, a regulator? The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, a lawman for banks. The guard, the guy who stands up front with the gun.
Gives to bad banks.
Lawman gives bad banks. I think it's the Lone Ranger
gives
here. Okay.
To bad banks.
Oh.
Time?
Oh, that is time.
Wow.
That was
whoa, that was hard. Who was it? Who's this lawman?
FDIC.
John Chinesky, how did they do there?
They got 2 points.
Yes, they did get 2 points. That was pretty good. Okay, Alex, it's your turn. You'll be giving clues to Caitlin. Just remember one more time, one-syllable words only. And you also have 60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
One firm, all might. game. Fake.
Monopoly.
No work.
Unemployment.
Low class, high class. Oh, wait, no. Crap. oil-rich nations. Oh, oil-rich.
No. Rentier.
Oil-rich. I can't say that. Old folks' cash.
Pension.
State.
Social Security.
Makes cash.
Bank. Fed. Federal Reserve.
Is that it?
That's it. End of the round. Very good.
Very impressive.
Very good. Alex and Caitlin got 4 points that time. Very good.
That's the end of the first round. For the second round, we're flipping the roles. So, Robert, you'll be giving the clues to Adam, and you'll again have 60 seconds. The clues this time are a little harder. No, I'm just kidding. 60 seconds on the clock and go.
Spare a dime.
Lend, loan, give, bailout.
Spare a dime. a poor, out of work, old.
Social Security pension, what? Unemployment insurance?
Dip.
Depression? The Great Depression?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Low cash for poor work.
Sorry.
Least cash.
Minimum wage.
Yes. Big price for homes.
Jumbo mortgage?
Big problem. Fed sets this.
Interest rate?
Yes.
Fed funds rate?
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, that's
time.
Awesome.
That was time. Right. That was time. Wow, well done. John Chinesky, what's the score?
They got three that time. Now they have five. So Alex and Caitlin need to get at least two to win.
All right, and roles are reversed this time. Caitlin will be cluing Alex. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go.
Cash. Out of check. Once a year.
Earned income tax credit? Taxes.
Yep, okay. This is for work?
Income tax.
Okay. We sell to other... buy too much stuff.
Consumption, overconsumption.
Uh-huh, leads to ruin.
Bubble, housing bubble.
News... About money.
About, sorry.
CNBC.
Okay.
That's hard.
It's hard. It's only one syllable.
I know.
I know.
The economy is not a one-syllable issue.
This is true. Caitlin and Alex got 1 point. It is a tie game.
Whoa, it's a tie game.
Adam and Alex, return to your buzzers, please. Here's your economics question. If your restaurant bill is $25 and you want to leave a 20% tip, what's the total charge?
$5.
$30.
Oh, wait.
I did say total charge, so Adam, $30. You said 30. That's correct.
That means Adam and Robert Smith's team wins. What an amazing wealth of knowledge. And one more round of applause for our VIPs, Alex Bloomberg and Adam Davidson.
Running, get away, get a good job with more pay, and you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. New car, caviar for stunt daydream. Think about me, a football
was Jonathan Colton doing Pink Floyd's Money.